Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, welcome and welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And folks, I gotta tell you, things are starting to really, really heat up here. We are being demanded to bring on more and more people are coming to us to come on our show, share their story, share their expertise, and it's all due to a growing demand and listenership. So, folks, we're bringing on three separate guests today, which means I have to be a little bit quick with my comments. But listen, I've got some very important, exactly what I think you need to know to share right now in this market. Now, everybody, I think, knows, unless you've been under a rock right now, that we have entered into a recession here in the United States. There is a spending problem. There is a lending problem. There is an earnings problem. So let me actually catch up on an interesting deadline, or headlines, I should say, from yesterday's or this morning's Wall Street Journal. I want you to kind of follow this train of thought for one moment here. Ready? Oil surges $5 or 5%. U.S. inventories post a surprise drop. Short-term lending market, second bullet. Short-term lending problems all around the markets are again struggling all around the world. The Fed's beige book, point number three. Business activity was softening, weakening in several districts. Four, AMBAC announces plans to dilute their stock, knocked down 20%. Former Fidelity Peter Lynch manager settled in an SEC probe for improprieties. Next point, monthly sales, losing, blah, 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 on and on, okay? FDA sharply raises counts of death due to potentially bad blood thinner in an unbatched substance. And then the last point, and the Dow Jones rose 41 points at the end of the day. What you have here, folks, is a point in the marketplace where the stock market itself is beginning to actually open lower nearly every day. Not every day is it closing near its high. What we're seeing right now is the market itself continuing to shrug off bad news while the bad news actually increases in its volume and its intensity. So I am the first to share with you, we are indeed in a recession. We are indeed in a bear market. The good news is that prices have already dropped roughly 20% off their highs. That, in fact, is a definition of a bear market. It's my opinion now, we haven't seen this, we don't know this for sure, but most probably we will see the Fed turn around and revise last quarter's GDP lower into negative territory. This quarter is obviously clearly in negative territory, and that itself, again, is the definition of a recession. So, just like always, and again, each market is different, each scenario is different, everything is different. History doesn't repeat itself, it only rhymes. What happens is somewhere when the Fed, when the government finally admits that, hey, guess what, we are in a recession, they always redate it and say, well, it actually started back. They'll say it started back in October. The bear market started on October 8th. Happens to be my birthday. Happy birthday, Jordan. And what they'll end up saying is, well, the bear market ran from October, November, December, January, February, March, exactly, historically, bear markets last around 6, 7, 8 months. Recessions can run anywhere from 2 quarters to 4 quarters. But do you see what I'm trying to say, folks? The market is already put in its bear market, and the economy put in its recession. If you focus, instead of the market, instead of the economy, if instead you focus on the clear exceptions, the companies that somehow, some way are able to actually increase their revenues, increase their margins, and increase their cash flow through this economy, why do you care if you're calling it an expansion or a recession? Why do you care about all the gobbledygook in the media? In fact, if you go through the people who made the most money throughout the last 3 decades, if you go to the Warren Buffett, he will tell you if you spend 1 hour per year thinking about the economy, well, you just wasted 59 minutes. And instead, what you need to do is try to isolate companies. Now, in our mutual fund that started with January, well, there's good news and bad news. The good news is, well, let's call the bad news first. The bad news is we are down for the year since inception. The good news is we are very clearly ahead of the market. So what we want to do, our goal is to do better than the market when the market is rising, and to lose less than the market when the market is falling. So, although I believe in what are called absolute, not relative returns, this is a moment where the blanket has been put over almost everything. It is impossible, literally, to grow your garden properly at this moment in time. What you need to do, and what we encourage our clients and everybody listening out there, don't try to pick the bottom. Don't try to jump out of the market and call the bottom and time the market. What you want to do, unless you are in the rare 1% who can pull it off, you want to actually simply dollar cost average, meaning you put the same amount of money in every month or every quarter. As the market goes higher and higher, what you will do is think about you're buying fewer shares. When the market is going lower and lower, you're actually buying more and more shares. When you turn around and history writes itself over a couple year period, you will be getting the best cost basis for your shares and not sitting there trying to guess exactly when the market's bottoming. Now, there are people, and I teased my in-laws in 1990, right before Saddam Hussein was ready to put up his dukes and fight the United States. Well, the market was in this kind of shape. In fact, that was the last time sentiment was this bad. It's also the last time there was this percentage of cash on the sidelines waiting to get in. So they jumped out of the market, and all of a sudden, they're waiting to get back in still 18 years later. Okay, and you have to realize the Dow is almost double where they got out. And this is despite what has been now 8 years of a zero return in the market. Now, if the market long-term averages over the last 100 or so years about 7, 8, 9%, including dividends, and over the last 8 years has actually returned zero, Well, how do you get back to a return except for an oversized return? So, folks, watch for a spring coil forward. I don't know when it happens. We're really reminding and advising our clients, hey, the Dow, which is 12,000, can go to 10,000. Conceivably, it can go to 4,000. Now, I don't think there's anybody alive who thinks that's going to happen, but anything can happen. Remember that. So what we want to do is we just want to continue not to call the bottom, not to be the hero, but instead to isolate and focus on those individual companies simply on the far end of the bell curve. And if you don't have your prospectus by now, you should. If you haven't really figured out what you're doing in this market, and there's an expression that the market is a terrible place to find out who you are. It's a very unforgiving environment, despite all the commercials that you too can do it in your spare 10 minutes. This is one of the most challenging and difficult businesses because the time to buy is when everyone is scared. It's very, very hard to do. The time to lighten up on your investments is when everybody's clamoring to buy, which, again, is very hard to do. It is hard all the way around, and that's why they still make Buicks, and that's why they make Hyundais, because everybody can't drive $100,000 vehicles. The market is hard. If it was easy, folks, everybody would be doing it and everyone would be making a fortune. And frankly, we probably wouldn't even be in business. So the key is it's very, very emotional right now. There is no doubt. There is fear all the way around. The media has gotten insane. Now, tomorrow morning, I will be on CNBC Squawk Box. Tonight I'll be actually guest lecturing out at a university by us, helping families that transfer assets. And folks, if you caught the glimpse of what we spoke about at the Equities Magazine conference just a couple weeks ago, I think we hit it on the nose. So we're having too much fun over here. Despite the bear market, we're going to go forward. We're going to bring on three separate guests, all experts in their own field. And again, folks, in the world of specialization, if you're not special, you're in trouble. So what I want you to do is I want you to stick with us right here. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We will go forward examining the best of the best, the opportunities that you need to try to uncover if you're going to outperform and be a little bit different. So we're on Voice America. We'll be right back with Profitable Investing following this quick break.
Money, money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money, money, call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magna Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magna's investment strategy combines aspects of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magna stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
You hear business show after business show all geared towards improving a company's bottom line. But what about your bottom line? How come no one ever talks about that? Finally, a show dedicated to the worker. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, the Crow Show is aimed specifically at the worker and their environment. From work skills and technology to dealing with bosses and coworkers, the Crow Show will give you insight on how to survive and prosper in today's workplace. The Crow Show with Paul McLaughlin, the Work Wonk. Heard every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Bottom Line of Business Talk, Voice America Business.
With thousands of homes destroyed or damaged by fire, lots of people are wondering what to do next. If you are a wildfire survivor, SoCalHelp.org can help you find support and decide what to do, right now, wherever you are. This easy-to-use website is a place you can go to get immediate help with food, shelter, and important medications and start getting your life back on track. Get help now with insurance, legal issues, and find professional services like doctors and counselors. You can access contact information for national agencies, hotlines, and services that have the resources you need. You can also connect with other survivors and people who can help. For the answers and support you need to rebuild, visit SoCalHelp.org.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we were introduced to Warren Kruger, the CEO of Greystone Logistics. And we want to bring him on at this point. Warren, are you out there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I am doing terrific, and thank you for joining us. And what we do here, Warren, we run, as you may know, a very quantitative model, a way of looking at companies, and the magnet, the M stands for management, and that is always the driver of all public companies. Why don't you spend just a minute or so on yourself, the background of some management? We could jump right into your company from there.
Well, perfect. I've been involved in a variety of sectors. I ran a financial services company for many years, sold to Cendant Corporation, and then manufactured and distributed packaged ice, had three plants, and that's how I got my taste of the manufacturing side. And then I moved in 2003 into the CEO role of this startup. Really, it was a startup venture, and here we are today, manufacturing the best 100% recycled plastic pallet in the world.
Okay, well, that sounds like a terrific background to get you here. What I also believe in, we don't recommend stocks on the show. We really encourage our listeners to do their own homework, especially I notice very, very small market cap, thin float. You really need to do your homework first. What I love to see in companies is big insider ownership. It looks, in fact, like you are the largest shareholder here.
Yes,
I love to see that. And why don't you talk a little bit about, with all your background, why you chose this opportunity, what you see as the opportunity here for you and the company?
We believe that the pallet industry is ripe for the movement of recycled plastic pallets to take hold. There are 600 million pallets that go in the system each year, 2 billion pallets floating around America today, and of those, 95% or so are wood. And the whole green movement and sustainability movement is just, it's happening before our eyes. And we utilize a product that is 100% recycled material that can be going into landfill. 10% of our product is car bumpers, and we prevent car bumpers from going to landfill. And then at the end of the useful life of the product, we grind it up and we make another pallet.
Unbelievable. So these are plastic car bumpers?
10% of our product is actually made out of car bumpers that we buy in truckloads. Just you can't believe the number of truckloads of car bumpers we get in. And then grind them up and add that to another 90% mix that we have. It's a proprietary mix of material to make the pallets strong and work for Miller Brewing and Coors Brewing. They're extremely well-designed and well-made.
Well, I think that's fantastic. So what you're doing here is, my guess is, they're also, the end user's probably saving some money, but you're also saving some things for going to a landfill, which is, again, you know, a problem that I guess the public probably underestimates, as a lot of cities and municipalities are going into really capacity levels there. Who are your clients? I saw that, you know, clearly you mentioned some of the beer industry. I think people may underestimate maybe, you know, the size of how many things are simply being moved around day to day, really the size of the industry. Share with us, where do you see the growth? Do you see the growth really is replacing all those kind of broken down wooden pallets we're used to seeing every once in a while?
Well, it is a $6 billion a year industry. I mean, just new pallets going in the system each year, so it's massive. Our clients are Merck, Pfizer, Apotex, which is the largest generic drug company in Canada, Coors, Miller. We've sold into actually some into Budweiser. We're working on and we have sold into Corona. And we're talking major numbers. I mean, numbers that we've sent in 3 million pallets into the Miller Brewing System. And we're utilizing 30 million pounds of plastic a year. And where the growth is those automated warehouses that in the past have used wood are all looking to replace those things with the consistency and uniformity and cleanliness of a plastic pallet. And export side and import side, it's a huge environmental issue when tree borers and so forth come into our country. So, and when we export out, some countries don't accept wood whatsoever. And so everyone's turning to a plastic export pallet. We have the finest plastic export pallet made today in the United States.
Interesting. You know, what I think about when I look at a company like yours is it's so easy for the very large companies out there to get financing and publicity. I've always talked about research coming from the investment banking side rather than really trying to identify real niche companies. As the head of the company, I mean, do you see, you know, probably one of the biggest challenges is getting heard or seen by investors, and maybe, I don't know if you have or need access to, you know, capital to grow this company, but maybe you want to talk about that. I know you've been in the financial industry. It's tougher for smaller companies, despite sometimes significant competitive advantage.
I agree with you. This company was a shell, a public shell that has tremendous amount of losses. And during our growth phase, we did, in fact, lose quite a bit of money while we were growing and getting to the size we needed, the capacity we needed to really make a difference. And we did most of that funding came out of our board and myself. And we have it is something that we believe that long term. When we grow to the $50-100 million range, that we will need public access to funds, and we hope that people will recognize us and the good things we've done, and moving towards profitability. And we have been profitable the first two quarters of our corporate year, and I anticipate profitability for the year and continued growth. So we hope that that the word will get out there, and that those investors who in the open market want to come in and have a little piece, that's great. Wonderful. I am a buyer. I've been a consistent buyer at all price ranges, and I'm eating my own cooking, so to speak.
Right. In fact, I did notice you're the largest shareholder. I also noticed there's been some significant revenue growth is what we look for. The valuation, when you look at price to sales, is quite low. I really do remind clients, this is not any time you look at a company this size with this kind of trading volume, it is not a trade. This is the kind of thing where people need to sit back. They need to be patient. Let me ask you a couple questions here. If someone wants to learn more, get a prospectus, or contact the company, first of all, I want you to share that information. Maybe you have a website and the like. And then maybe you also want to take just a couple extra minutes. We know you're not doing this yourself. There's got to be a team involved. Maybe you want to share something about the management team that works with you.
Great. Yeah, we do have a website, greystonelogistics.com. That's GREYSTONE, logistics.com. There's a tremendous amount of information. Our product line is listed. Our management team is listed. We have on the articles section, there's a white paper that if someone really wants to know about it, it drills down. It's probably 20 pages long in and about the industry. There's a question and answer section. There's a financial section, so you can actually go on to yahoo.com and type in our GLGI.OB symbol. If you type in that, they can find out about where our stock is trading and the volume and so forth. Our management team, we've got a tremendous plant manager up in Iowa who worked with ITW for years and has a tremendous amount of experience. He runs two 60,000-square-foot facilities. I'll be seeing him today, as a matter of fact. I'll be on a plane up to the plant. Our senior VP of sales and marketing has a strong background and has been just involved in sales all his career. We have a strong CFO who came out of a public background, Bob Nelson. So we've got a great team and a lean team, however, because we believe that we need to be lean and we need to make money now and going forward.
Well, terrific. And are you trying to tell me this is not manufactured in China?
It's a 100% American-made product, and we're proud to say so. And we
all
hope
right.
American companies.
And you help in the landfills, you help in the end user. It sounds to me like you got yourself in the right place. And I love the fact you have all that public information for listeners. So I want to really thank you for coming on. You know, you're welcome to come back on and update us in the future as you grow and get more of a foothold. So healthy profits ahead, and thanks for the time.
Hey, thank you so very much.
All right, it's been my pleasure. Folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. It's Profitable Investing. Again, not a recommendation. We never recommend stocks, but as a gentleman with a lot of experience in a company that you may want to get more information and check out, so do your homework and stick with us. We're going to be right back. We need to take a quick break. We're going to bring on a company that I had some experience meeting recently, and I wanted to bring them on. Stick with us. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Money, up-to-date business and financial news. Money. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
The Bauer Power Hour will focus on ways to improve a company's marketing message. Some of the sharpest minds in marketing will be featured on the show. So listeners will get free advice from folks they normally have to pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars per hour to access. Listen live every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific, that's 2 p.m. on the East Coast, to the Bauer Power Hour with host Roger Bauer on the Voice America Business Channel.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
Parents, did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
Oh, my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And a week or so ago, I was a speaker out at the Equity Magazine Conference in New York City, and there was one particular headline company that really made the biggest splash there, and we're not going to only bring on the president, we're going to bring on the largest shareholder, someone who believes in the company and has shown it with her own money, Anna Brazier. And Anna, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm sorry my voice isn't to par yet, but I hope you can understand what I'm saying.
That's okay. Listen, the key here is that when it comes to life, Anna, and I think you know this, it's health first and it's family and health, and then money comes behind that. At the conference, one of the striking things, maybe 170 or 80 people there, your company not only got the single most interest there, what I found was that everyone was lined up because everyone has to be concerned. It's something they can't see, but they know is in there, something vitally important in their heart.
Exactly.
So and I know you do a heart rate analysis. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your product?
The product that we have is just helps people confirm how they're actually feeling. The doctors nowadays and all the rest, their plans are all regimented, I would say, and the Lapix 2000, sorry, the DPA helps people understand what exactly is going on with their body, their blood circulation, and all the rest. So many people have been misdiagnosed, and not to blame the doctors out there, but you can only do so much with a 15-minute appointment. This test helps confirm what the patient's feeling and all the rest, and we call it preventative healthcare.
Right. Well, there's no question. There's not much more important than the heart, obviously. And I know that you're not only, you know, the president of the company, you're a very astute investor, and you came across this company. Why don't you share with us how you came across them and what you saw that you said you wanted to be as involved as the largest shareholder, and you become the president of the company here.
Okay. Well, there's some confusion. I'm the president of the distribution company in North America, and I did start off as a shareholder. So Meridian Co. Is trading on the OTC Bulletin Board, and I was a big shareholder. Being a shareholder, I was concerned about, you know, the investment because I wasn't really listening to hearing any sales or what was going on in North America. I liked the products. I tested the products. I just wanted to make sure that these guys, you know, were delivering and shipping. In doing that, I found out that there was really no North America front, so I kind of took an opportunity there and decided to open up the distribution office to prove to myself and the investors that this is a product that we want out there. It's a lot of hard work, you know, running the private company in the part of distribution. But it just proves to all the shareholders and making shareholder value to how these products are needed out there. And it's kind of like the Warren Buffett. Invest in what you use. The lineups that you saw at the equity show is nothing compared to the lineups that you see at all the trade shows. Everybody wants to be able to get tested, an easy test. And that's what I invested in. I invested in the machine.
Right. No question. So I guess my question is this something that's going to be found in a doctor's office? Is this something that requires a lot of training to use? Is it something that we could expect to see more and more of, or is it a highly specialized, you wouldn't expect to see it other than a highly trained heart specialist office, for example?
No, actually, the whole thing is the consumer, like I say, the end user is getting more and more sophisticated because of the Internet. But the Internet can also be dangerous because they're telling you things that you're assuming. This test, the readout and how easy it is to use, you do need to be trained, but APG and EPG readings are getting quite common. I am trying to make it a gold standard where you'll see healthcare take preventative healthcare into consideration instead of disease. So what we're doing right now is we're doing studies on trying to prove that on a two-minute machine how much money you can save in the healthcare systems. Now, sorry, going back to your question, it does need training. Nurses, doctors, and anybody with healthcare background, it's easy enough to use. We have training in the office. Cindy did all the tests there. She's not a nurse, but she's been with the company for 3 years. The readout is pretty much self-explanatory, and the recognition tells you if it's 100% true or not. So, again, I'm not even a nurse in the situation. I'm like the bad girl that goes around trying to diagnose myself all the time. But
right.
Once you get to know it, you start to, Todd Bowman, one of the guys that was at the show, he got tested, and his test was kind of poor. He was determined to increase and get healthier and get retested. So it's kind of a motivation to get into health, to monitor what you're doing.
Interesting. So, you know, I'm thinking, I'm not sure if it's a good analogy, I'm thinking about, you know, diabetes and home testing. And
you know, see, that's exactly it. Now, that's what I do as an investor. I'm thinking, oh, my God, you know, the circulation, stroke, diabetes, these are all monitoring. The machine that I find shows the efficacy of any drugs that somebody is taking for high blood pressure, high cholesterol and all the rest. I have a circulatory problem. The machine monitors my medication. So that's one of the reasons why it was close to home for me. So anybody, like Debbie Williams, who's the nurse and the medical background here, gets mad when I say that because the FDA doesn't allow you to say so much about what the machine can detect. But I'm telling you, these machines can actually help you monitor your health. And you know it, too. People know that they're better with just a little bit of a vitamin or a doctor monitoring them better. So it's almost like testing your health care.
No, I think that I personally have had a very close friend from college. He was a long-distance biker, looked like he was in amazing shape, but unfortunately there were things going on within his heart that wasn't evident from the outside. Passed away as a young man with a few kids at home, and again, this is the kind of thing you could see if you have poor skin, or you can see if you have, you know, certain visible things from the outside. The heart is something that is just inside. You need some technical ways of evaluating it. Clearly, any opportunity for people to have a good understanding about what's ticking inside has got to be something the public's interested in. At this stage, how many markets is it being sold into, and do you think you're able to expand that over time, maybe?
Oh, definitely. We've got our mark in the market now. It is naturopathic doctors and chiropractors that seem to be, you know, more entrepreneurish and realizing that preventative healthcare is going to take over the whole healthcare system. So, and I really believe, and after talking to a lot of cardiologists right now, they know it too. We're about to take over the world in preventative healthcare. Because of the people are getting smarter. So I actually think our market has just opened. We only have 900 machines out there, but those 900 machines are making a difference. We'd like to be able to say it, you know, pretty much give somebody a diagnosis, but we don't. We just give them an outline of maybe this is going on because we need the healthcare system to kind of back us up in that situation. So, you know, we're with all these clinical studies and all the rest, we believe that this year is our year to get it out there. People are really understanding that the simple of this 2-minute test can, with preventative health care, actually makes them feel better, makes them understand about any hereditary disease. And like you said, a lot of young people are dying out there, and they wouldn't even be sent to go get a cholesterol test or to go get a heart test because why would you? They look healthy. We've had people walk into the office that look so healthy, and their tests are really bad. The first thing we say is, you have there's heart history in your family. They go, yeah, everybody's died of heart disease. It shows. It shows early. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say that or not, but it's true. And with me, it took 8 years, and I had to be pregnant before they found my blood disease. Well, the machine showed it in 2 minutes. So, you know, there is things out there, but there's not enough doctors, there's not enough hands-on, so we're trying to change that.
Phenomenal. I think that's a great, it's really, truly an industry that's probably in its infancy. Clearly, I don't think there's anybody out there who would doubt that the more preventive medicine, the more testing, the earlier detection, obviously you want to find out before the heart attack, before the problem, and do what you can do.
Well, exactly. And, you know, basically eating right and exercising is great. But there was another thing where a 40-year-old man just started to exercise. He had a heart attack bending over to tie his shoes. That's because his family's history was so bad, and he didn't get checked out before working out. You know, you definitely have to listen. You definitely have to know your background, your hereditary, you know, like what's in your family. And there's machines out there that actually help you. It's just a matter of getting it into the whole system. The FDA is there to protect us all, so is the Canadian Health, and for good reason. But, you know, a lot of people are starting to realize that there's some things that aren't entering the way they should.
Gotcha. Well, Anna, one of the things we do, we really encourage our listeners to get as much information, to read, not to be in and out of companies and stocks, but to really treat them you know, like a long-term plan, so they want to learn some more, they want to maybe get an annual report or a prospectus or learn more. There's got to be some websites and phone numbers. Where are they going to get the information on your company, the machines, the opportunity here?
They can. Well, the phone number here is at Meridian Medical. It's 1-877-738-8119. And I'm so sorry about my voice. And the webpage is meridianmedical.ca. And that's .ca, so not .com.
So okay, gotcha.
CanadianMedical.ca. And we have... We have doctors and a lot more people in the office that know more about the machines than I do. Again, I was just the investor that believes in the machines. And Meridian has a lot more other exciting machines like the lipo laser and all the rest that we can tell you about, too.
No, I think that's great. But what I'm going to ask you to do is to tell us that when your voice is strong, I know you've been on the road and I know you've been, you have a little bit of a voice problem. So we're going to save the other machines, and what we'd love to do is as you get more and more entrenched and the distribution increases and there's more articles on your product and your machines, I'd love to have you back on. This is the kind of thing that always interests me when the individual largest shareholder works at the company, has their money at stake, and it's a whole different ball game. And when you have someone at big, big salaries with very little shares, it's hard that they have the conviction. So clearly, you got your skin in the game, and I really appreciate you, even with your rough voice right now.
I know, I'm so sorry.
thanks so much for joining us.
What you say about all these young companies out there, there's a lot of good investments, but they're investments. They're not traders. And you have to go in there and follow the milestones of the companies and really understand what they're doing and making sure that they're selling and staying on top of it. So I'm totally there for the investors, and I definitely think when somebody knows what they're investing in and they're protected by following through with the company, we're here to answer questions. So.
No, I think that's a super, super point. Follow the milestones. Don't follow the day-to-day trading. Really watch the company.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch the development. So listen,
we are not a chart company. We are a company that's just up and coming.
Great. So listen, that's not imagination. That's some music telling us we need to go to commercial. So thanks so much for joining us. We're going to follow you and the progress of your company, and we're going to talk to you real soon. Thank you so much, Jordan. All right. Hey, folks, you are listening to Profitable Investing on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following a real quick break. Stick with us.
Stocks, bonds, 401ks, investments, refinancing. We can help you. Call now toll free, 866-472-5790, 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspect of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
Do you have business style? Is your business style working against you? Does your business style support your overall business and career goals? If you're not achieving goals at the workplace, you'll benefit from Business Style with Kimberly B., a leadership expert and executive recruiter who will outline strategies to help you manage your business and career and achieve the success you want. Listen live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific to Business Style with Kimberly B. on the Voice America Business Channel.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
All right, folks, and welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we've already had on two guests, real dynamic, interesting to me, entrepreneurs with smaller companies that are growing and doing important things. Hard to get the visibility, though, through the bigger brokerage firms. And up comes Investors Village, which actually has a small cap directory and helps these companies be discovered. We're going to bring on Ralph Kidd from Investors Village. And Ralph, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show, Jordan.
All righty, my pleasure. Now, what I'm always curious about, and really what dominates me, is, you know, the management behind a group, their ability to drive and actually execute. So why don't you take just a couple minutes, Ralph, to talk about yourself, your own background, and some of the other management on the team, and then we can get into the Investors Village.
All right. Well, that's pretty easy. Obviously, I'm one of the co-founders of the company, and actually I go by the nickname Blue, so anyone who's listening may have been on the site and seen an administrative message coming from me. That's who I am. I have a law degree from Tulane University, excuse me, and I also developed the site with my brother John, and he has a tech background. He went to Georgia Tech. He was a computer scientist and a great developer, and so, you know, all the technology side is what he does. I come to him with ideas, we go over them, and he implements them on the site. And then we also have Greg Blanford, who's our director of business development, and that's actually how I met you. Greg got us into the Equities Magazine conference. We're now a sponsor there, and so we were up there in New York and listened to you and enjoyed listening to you, and then we ended up on the show. So that's sort of the background. I can give you more if you want.
Well, no, I think that's a perfect background for yourself. And again, you know, as I introduce you, I always talk about the problem that I see it in the business, and it's something I expose really on television. All the research from Wall Street brokerage firms really is coming out of the investment banking arena. And if you're not raising money or you don't have a lot of convertible debentures coming out, it's just hard to find the research and someone willing to write the reports. There's a lot of small companies that are out there doing important things. I'm guessing, you know, Investors Village, why don't you share? I mean, I'm on the site right now. I'm taking a look at it. What's the goal of the site itself, and what's the goal of what you're trying to do here?
Well, really what we're trying to do is to enable self-directed investors to get information and to network with each other. Because there's a lot of smart, you know, market-savvy guys out there who are in the market all day long, and they're hunting down information everywhere, and they need somewhere to go that they can trust, where they can, you know, have an efficient platform, an efficient environment to engage each other, bounce ideas off each other, challenge each other, and you know, one of the visions that I've had for this community is, if you've read the book The World is Flat by Tom Friedman, that's sort of a kind of a vision that I have for Investor Village. It's a bit of a flattening effect with, we're bringing in a diversity of investors. It's not really a narrow channel. It's you know, you've got doctors, lawyers, business people, CPAs, scientists. They're all coming together and they're pooling their knowledge. And so totally different environment and dynamic than what you might get at a conference with a bunch of people with a certain investment background, maybe investment banking background, for example, but they don't necessarily bring to the table all these different elements and backgrounds. And so that's something that's really exciting to me to see. And part of what I do at Investor Village, besides the sort of strategic vision of, you know, what we need to do and where we need to go, I spend a lot of time in direct contact with the customer base. So I'm fielding questions. I'm talking to these guys all day long, and I'm no longer surprised at all. I mean, I know the quality of the people using our site is very high. So when I get people on the phone and they turn out to be business owners and executives and decision makers and high net worth individuals, major shareholders, none of that surprises me. And they're very interesting. And I mean, I'm extremely fortunate to be able to network like that. And I'm also honored to be able to help these guys network with each other, because it's just fascinating to watch, and it's really exciting. So.
Well, I think that's terrific. I think that you're, you know, I've read the book, The World is Flat. I think so much how just 20 years ago or 10 years ago, it's hard to get information on companies. Certainly more and more people are investing on their own, and the ability to work together and kind of share information. One of my questions, I'm real curious, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of sites where it's all anonymous. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know the background. And, you know, to me, my concern is people out there kind of, you know, pumping up their book or, you know, promoting, you know. So how do you go around that? Or do you require people to share who they are? Do you allow them to be anonymous?
That's a great question. And actually, yes, we do allow anonymity on the site. One thing that I've learned is that over time, I mean, you know, we've got communities that have actually been together a good bit longer than our site's even been around, and they know each other pretty well. Now, that doesn't shield people from new people that show up and under a screen name and nobody knows who they are, but you know, it's definitely a concern. I always encourage our users to you know, independently verify anything that they see or read. I mean, you know, you can't just assume that what you see or read on a message board is accurate. But at the same time, it's a fertile ground for all kind of ideas and opportunities that you may not have found yourself. Because when you think about it, you know, if you're out there and you're isolated, you know, there's only so much you can do every day. Well, if you have, you know, a dozen guys or 100 guys or 500 or 1,000 guys all out there digging up information and sharing it and analyzing it, you know, that's just a much more efficient way to get that information. But, you know, you always have to double check the sources. And we're also moving, you know, we definitely have, you know, part of the evolution that we're planning is to give members the opportunity, if they want to have more accountability on the site. So things like you're saying, where, you know, people can actually come in and provide backgrounds. But, you know, it's a delicate balance because, you know, people have different reasons why they want to be anonymous on the Internet and private and that kind of thing. And that's the way the Internet is set up, and people use it that way. And not everybody wants everybody to know their business and who they are and what they're doing. In fact, you know, again, because of my position in the company, I'm able to see, you know, I have access, obviously, to registration information, that kind of stuff, but we have a very strict privacy policy, so I don't go around, you know, telling people who's on the site. However, I'm in a position to see that. So, you know, occasionally I'll run across a Wall Street Journal article or Forbes or Bloomberg, or I'll actually see somebody, you know, on even being interviewed on CNBC, and I know they're a site user, but that doesn't mean anybody else does. But then they also network. We have a private messaging suite, which is basically like on-site, you know, email. And
right.
Hold on one second,
Blue. No, I think it's a great point, and I think that what I need you to do, though, this is real important. They're already playing music for us. We have to wrap up the show.
Yeah,
you
no
gotta,
problem.
You know, I know the site. Why don't you share the site? I think we don't even deal with phone numbers here. Give them the investorvillage.com.
Right, investorvillage.com, that's correct.
And so I just suggest the folks get right on the site, take a peek at it, and the more information, the better. There's no doubt that's the case. So I want to appreciate any last comment while they're playing some music?
No, but if anybody wants to call me, they can call me at 504-250-0021. I'd be happy to take their call.
Sounds accountable to me, Blue. Listen, I really appreciate your time. And, folks, we got to go right now. It's time to sign off here. So thanks so much for joining us again on Profitable Invest. We have more and more guests looking to join us. Normally we use this session to wrap up. We wanted to bring Blue on and the Investor Village. So, folks, we'll see you same time next week right here on Profitable Investing. Have a profitable week ahead. Thanks again. See you next week. Bye-bye now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.